A marathon, of course, is 26.2 miles long. It can take elite runners just over 3 hours to complete. Ultra running events can be 100 miles long. And as grueling as that sounds, these events are growing in popularity. The documentary 100 Head, Heart, Feet follows a New Hampshire ultra runner, Zach Wheelans, as he takes on the Vermont 100 endurance race. It's one of the featured films at the Somewhat North of Boston, or SNOB, Film Festival in Concord this weekend. I talked about the film with one of the directors, Mike Mooney. We noted that if someone traveled 100 miles east from where he and I stood, that person would be well past Portland, Maine.
Insane to, you know, the bystander. But then once you, you know, start seeing it and kind of understand, that's not, I guess, maybe not right. That insane.
Now, what was your first indication that this was not simply piggybacking roughly 4 marathon distances on top of each other, that this was actually an entirely different beast?
Well, I was fortunate enough to go with Zach to his first attempt for the Vermont 100 endurance race. I was like, okay, you know, I've seen him run a 50-miler before. He'll get to 50. He'll be fine. But it was that 50 to like 100, in particular 70 to 100, that you really start to see this physical breakdown. And then also because of sleep deprivation, a lot of mumbling and a lot of delirium, you go, holy cow, this isn't 4 marathons on top of one another.
And he says at one point, along with the physical preparation, which is intense, you have to prepare yourself mentally because, as he put it, one negative thought really can derail you when you're talking about making it to mile 100.
Absolutely. That's where I'd say the benefit of having a crew really comes in handy. And he has a wonderful group of friends, teammates, Ryan Triffitt and Kevin Kerner and his sister Sarah and his mom and dad have been there every single attempt. His daughter, who was a newborn, was there this year. That certainly is something that, for some people, really helps you get out of maybe those negative spots, because then you go, okay, this isn't just about me. I've been putting them through this for an entire year and getting them, you know, all psyched up about this.
Parenting can be a 24-hour job, and if you're trying to fit in long-distance runs throughout the course of your day, maybe on lunch breaks, yeah, maybe in the afternoon, maybe in the early morning, there are going to be days when you have a fussy baby who's got a sniffly nose and isn't sleeping well. You're the one getting up in the middle of the night to deal with that. And then you've got to go run 50, 75 miles.
Exactly. It's very challenging. And witnessing Zach, he did it really well. He would wake up 4 in the morning. He would go for a 10-mile run. And he comes home, makes coffee, brings it to his wife, gives her a kiss, says hello to Emma. And then he'll run to work. So he has to find the spots, the places where he can fit it in and still find the balance with his day-to-day life. There have been other instances through our conversations with other ultra runners that that's been devastating to relationships because of individuals' desires to run 100 miles on a regular basis. People get so solely focused on running these races that relationships get hurt and broken. But that's something that, you know, with Zach, Lanka, and Emma, his entire family, every day it's like, okay, you know, I just ran 30 miles. I'm exhausted, but I am going to make sure that we go to the park, we go get the groceries, we get all the laundry done, stuff like that.
You just do it maybe a little slower.
Yeah, yeah. Wincing every now and then.
But what about the physical aspects of long distance running? Some of the people that you talked to for the film looked at both the capacity of the human body to withstand this kind of serious strain, but then also the potential dangers.
Perfect example is the second attempt that Zach had was in 2012. At mile 30, he had a Baker cyst burst in the back of his knee. He hiked another 10 miles. His knee started to be inflamed, and he decided that it was time to pull out of the race. And that was tough emotionally, because he had trained for an entire year. But he wasn't sure if he was to try to continue what that would mean to his body. You know, would that be something that he couldn't repair? We went to his physical therapist with him to kind of try to understand what it is that his knee went through, what other parts of his body are going through, and how he has to maintain certain part of his body to be able to run those distances. We're still trying to understand, you know, what the long-term effects were. I think we'll see studies come across in the next 10, 15 years. We won't find out what people's limits are until we go past them.
And that sometimes can be difficult. I'm thinking of high-altitude climbers driven toward reaching the goal at right. all costs, yet they're in a situation where their physical and mental condition may be such that their judgment is impaired. They may not necessarily be thinking, as Zach did, that this is not going to be good for me long term. I need to right. rethink whether I should continue or not.
And what I'm finding amazing is that now there's races that are coming up that are 200 miles, 300 miles, 500 miles.
Wow.
You get to, you know, wonder, like, you know, who's putting themselves through this? Is that person going to suffer down the road in the long term? Quite possibly.
Are there parallels people can point to, even if they're not running, that they can find in what Zach and his fellow ultra runners are doing?
What I found about this film was that not giving up, seeing the goal at hand and striving for it, no matter if you fail over and over again, that it's totally worth it. For me, that was the heart of the film, because if you're an artist, if you're a musician, if you're a radio host, you can relate to that because you've had lows where things weren't going your way, but because you knew what you wanted and you knew that it was your passion, it was going to be worth it and you would succeed in the end. I had an old friend of mine at one of our first screenings up in Brunswick, Maine at the Frontier Theater, and he's an artist in Portland, Maine, and he's like, I've had the same thoughts and moments as Zach in my professional artist career as he has in his running career, and it moved him, which was kind of like, cool, we got the story, we told the story, versus, you know, like, oh, look at him, he's running, still running. Still running. That was, you know, certainly our goal when shooting it, to have the audience actually feel, for, you know, 100 minutes versus 100 miles, what it would be like to maybe go through that. And we've had, you know, people after watching the film come up to be like, wow, I just felt like I ran a marathon.
Got to handle a bottle of Gatorade or a banana.
Exactly, exactly. That would be, actually, we should do that as everybody's departing the theater. Just be like, here's your banana, here's your Gatorade. That would be fantastic.
Here's your T-shirt, here's your medal.
Yeah. Put it right around their neck.
Mike, thanks so much. This has been great talking with you.
Thank you very much.
That's Mike Mooney, one of the directors of the documentary 100 Head, Heart, Feet. You can see a trailer for the film or find out more about the screenings this weekend in Concord at our website, nhpr.org.